This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, in time we find our inputs of our crops putting a burden on the profits we get from them, we want to make sure that we're getting the most out of every dollar we spend. But if we're going to spend the money on soil tests and analysis, why not get more than just a report? Well, the folks at Earth Optics and Pattern Ag have merged under the Earth Optics name to bring farmers a digital twin of their acres. We'll learn what that means next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
With this merger, we're seeing the combination of the predictive ag capability of Pattern Ag with the soil sensing technology of Earth Optics. This analysis will provide farmers with a high-resolution information on pest identification, fertilization, soil properties, and first tillage prescriptions in the industry to help them make the best crop management and input choices. Britt Buchanan of Earth Optics explains how it works.
Our approach is quite different. You could consider it the next generation of soil sampling, in that we first scan the field. So we're using multiple sensors. We're using electromagnetic induction, EMI, with multiple frequencies, and we're using GPR, ground penetrating radar. And so those sensors combined are very good at seeing where soil types change. So we get a really good idea up front how heterogeneous or homogeneous is this field, how much variability is there. And then instead of making averages on the field, we only collect point samples and use those as a calibrator to get really granular insight on anything you can measure at the lab. So your macronutrients, your micronutrients, pH, cation exchange capacity. And then we have unique data layers like TillMapper and the biology offerings from Pattern, where since we're already on the field, we can collect and provide all of those data insights from one visit.
Buchanan explains why this makes it more precise.
So industry standard today, it varies by region, but typically folks are doing about a 2.5 acre grid sample every 3 years. This is a approach, it's not a new approach, it's probably over the last like 10 to 15 years that that's been a gradual adoption on the farm. And it's a step in the right direction. We've been using the word precision, but it's not actually all that precise. For example, on a 100-acre field, we're talking about 40 smaller averages to see variability in the field. Again, more insight, but it's really not that precise, and it involves a big expense at the lab.
Mike Tweedy of Pattern Ag talks about where the return on investment comes from for farmers.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've run analysis on fields here in central Iowa, and we actually built a soil productivity index model that says, on average, you're going to lose about 5 bushels on soybeans to nutrients. You're going to lose about 4 to 5 bushels on biofertility. So we can actually inform where they're going to lose money on based on the risks that are on that field. So it's a very simple return on investment calculation that gets made. Again, we're not going to tell somebody they're going to spend more or less, but we're going to tell them or show them exactly where they need to spend that dollar so that they can get the maximum return on it.
You can learn more by visiting the Earth Optics or Pattern Ag websites. Find those links on our website and the rest of the story and more comments at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.